Coinbase is in talks to take a stake in Bybit at a $25 billion valuation. Coinbase, the largest U.S. cryptocurrency exchange, is negotiating a minority equity stake in Bybit, the world's second largest offshore exchange by trading volume. The deal would value Bybit at approximately $25 billion, according to a March 14th report from Wu Blockchain, citing three independent sources with direct knowledge of the discussions. Neither company has confirmed the talks. But if the deal closes, it would give Bybit something it has never had: a credible path into the U.S. market, backed by the only publicly traded crypto exchange in America. What Coinbase gets, what Bybit gets. The logic runs in both directions. Bybit has been locked out of the United States since it began restricting U.S. users in 2020 to avoid regulatory confrontation. It ranks among the top five exchanges globally by spot and derivatives volume, with strong adoption across Asia and emerging markets. But its offshore status means zero access to the single largest pool of retail and institutional crypto capital in the world. Coinbase has the opposite problem. It spent a decade building regulatory infrastructure, a NASDAQ listing, and federal licenses that no offshore exchange can replicate quickly. What it lacks is dominant positioning in the offshore derivatives market, where the real volume lives. Its $2.9 billion acquisition of Deribit in 2025 was the first move to close that gap. A Bybit stake would be the second. For Bybit, the partnership offers a compliance shortcut: registering with FinCEN, obtaining money transmitter licenses across nearly every U.S. state, and satisfying SEC requirements could take years. Coinbase's existing license stack and regulatory relationships could compress that timeline. For Coinbase, the stake buys offshore liquidity and a foothold in markets where Bybit already dominates, without the full integration burden of an acquisition. The $25 billion number, the reported valuation, mirrors the price tag attached to OKX when Intercontinental Exchange, the parent company of the New York Stock Exchange, made a strategic investment earlier this year. OKX founder Star Xu commented on the Coinbase Bybit reports, saying the arrangement would represent progress, higher standards, less regulatory arbitrage. The parallel is deliberate. ICE's OKX investment signaled that traditional finance views top-tier offshore exchanges as underpriced relative to their volume and user bases. If Coinbase closes a Bybit deal at a similar valuation, it confirms $25 billion as the new floor for the largest offshore platforms. CoinShares closed at $195.53 on the day of the report, up 1.18%. The stock has gained roughly 20% over the past 30 days, outperforming earlier analyst predictions that projected declines toward $100. The Bybit baggage. Any deal comes with a backstory. In February 2025, Bybit suffered a $1.5 billion hack attributed to North Korea's Lazarus Group, the largest single theft in crypto history. The FBI confirmed the attribution. Bybit replenished reserves within days, but 1 year later, only about 3% of the stolen funds have been recovered. The hack does not disqualify a deal, but it complicates the regulatory narrative. U.S. regulators will scrutinize whether Bybit's security infrastructure meets the standard expected of an exchange seeking American market access. Coinbase's own compliance team would need to be comfortable vouching for that standard. Bybit also faces an open question about its corporate structure. The exchange is headquartered in Dubai and has shifted jurisdictions multiple times. U.S. regulators tend to prefer clean, stable corporate domiciles with clear legal accountability. Coinbase's Everything Exchange playbook, the Bybit talks, fit a pattern Coinbase has been building since mid-2025. Internally, the company calls its strategy Everything Exchange, an effort to become the single platform for every type of crypto financial activity: spot, derivatives, institutional custody, stablecoin payments, and now offshore volume. The Deribit acquisition gave Coinbase $59 billion in open interest and over $1 trillion in annual derivatives volume. A Bybit minority stake would not merge the two platforms, but it would create a strategic alignment between a regulated U.S. giant and an offshore volume leader. The competitive implications are direct. Binance, still the world's largest exchange by volume, has been weakened in the U.S. since former CEO Changpeng Zhao's guilty plea in November 2023, and the exchange's $4.3 billion settlement. Binance.us recently hired a compliance veteran as CEO and announced plans to rebuild with DeFi and tokenized assets, but it has not recovered its former U.S. market share. A Coinbase Bybit alignment would pressure Binance from both sides, Coinbase dominating the regulated U.S. market, while Bybit competes globally with an implicit U.S. compliance backstop. What comes next? No timeline has been disclosed. No regulatory filings have been made. The talks could collapse, but the strategic logic is strong enough that multiple outlets picked up the story within hours of Wu Blockchain's report, and Coinbase's stock moved on the news. If a deal closes, Bybit would still need to build its own U.S.-compliant entity, a process that involves FinCEN registration, state-by-state money transmitter licensing, and potential SEC engagement. A Coinbase minority stake does not grant Bybit the right to serve U.S. customers. It grants Bybit a powerful partner who already has those rights. Bitcoin was trading at $72,563 as of March 16, 2026, up 9.3% over the past week. The fear and greed index sat at 36, fear. The market is recovering from its late February lows, and the consolidation wave among major exchanges, ICE into OKX, Coinbase into Deribit, and now potentially Coinbase into Bybit, is accelerating while prices are still discounted.